Yeah. Get up with Mitchell and Michael.
Check it out.
Turn it on, turn it up. You're my radio.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Richard Timmy. This is Michael Ross.
Good morning, everyone.
And welcome to the Mitchell and Michael Show. We are the American boxing judges of the radio industry. Extremely corrupt. So send some stuff in if you'd like.
Why are they so corrupt?
So corrupt. They robbed Fury on the weekend. Don't worry. Won't go too boxing deep. I'm just saying there was a big boxing match. And there was some robbing. You go watch a fight. You don't expect to be watching Police 10-7. Oh, there's been a robbery, has there? Oh, good one, judges. Ah, classic. Yeah, okay. No. I didn't lose that much money, if that's what you're wondering.
Yeah, but responsibly. In 50 minutes time, Mitch, you might be a parent out there wondering, you know.
Me?
You might be a parent out there, and you might be wondering, because parents love to go into, like, raffles and comps to win, like, cars at the shops and things like that.
Oh, yeah. They love a good Facebook one, too.
They say, oh, you've got to be in it to win it. So, well, forget the game of chance, okay? Turn it into a game of skill, and with 5 years of training, why not just get your children to win you a flashy car?
Ooh.
I'm going to teach you how, because you know what? Your parenting's weak. It's time to step it up.
You know what? Coming up next, I'm going to do this one a little bit different. You seem like you're bubbly and, you know, full of energy today. I want to make you really mad and upset and just hate the rest of the world. So coming up next, I'm going to tell you something. It involves the earth.
Okay.
And people that believe something.
It's coming up next. Mitchell and Michael here, 96.1. Live across the Limestone Coast here, 96.1. It is Mitchell and Michael.
Now, Michael Ross, you would probably define yourself as a knowledgeable man. Not too crazy, but not, you know, you don't fall for sort of fads or conspiracy theories. You like to be a well-researched man.
I try to be educated.
Now, long-time listeners of the show, once again, you can always go back. It's the Mitchell and Michael Show on your favorite podcast app. You used to go off about the old flat earth theory.
Where I enjoy a good flat earther.
There's some people out there that believe the earth is not round, it is flat.
Yes.
You often have arguments with them through me, which I have no horse in the race. A lot of times it ends with like, but why do they, and I'm like, I don't know. Like, stop yelling at me. And then you hit me and then we have to move on.
It's probably because you've said before that you could easily be swayed by a conspiracy. So I'm just laying some groundwork to be like, don't you get tempted by
them. No, it's actually
weird.
Don't
you listen to them.
I can't get, I actually think every conspiracy is wrong, but we've talked about this before. I can get peer reviewed pretty easy.
Yeah.
So if you go like pineapple on pizza, it's actually really delicious. And it's like, if like one, maybe two people says it, I'll probably just start doing it. Like I'm not peer pressured, but I'm like peer reviewed.
Yes.
So if there's enough good about it.
Oh, I see what you're doing. I'd like to do that too.
So flat earth has made you mad, but what about fat earth?
What is fat earth?
Have you ever heard of a donut? Apparently the earth now, the new one, is that it is shaped like a donut.
That's not possible.
But this is the thing. This one seems to hold more sort of like scientific credibility. Even like, I don't want to be conspiracy here, but even astrologers have said it. That like,
are we talking with a hole though or no hole?
Hole.
With a hole.
Yeah, not a brioche bun. It's a...
Well, it could be a jam donut.
Yes, it is like shaped like a donut. And they... Like, scientists even think that it could have been like this a very, 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 very long time ago and then now formed into a round one.
Okay.
So this conspiracy theory might even be merging, you know, so that they'll be able to pull from these scientific facts and be like, see, it just didn't merge into.
Oh, so someone's going to be like, oh, look, here's the evidence to say it was like this. It never changed.
So here's what I was thinking we do.
Yeah.
I'll give you like a song.
Okay.
You do some research.
On Fat Earth.
If you don't have enough, that's now what we're running with. So you will take this song.
Okay.
You will do some research. You will then present that research to me.
Yeah.
If you can convince me that the Earth is not a donut, it won't be.
Okay.
But if you can't, I will, and you, we'll have to tell everyone that it is a donut.
It is a donut
for
show.
At least the rest of the week.
Okay. Here we go. It's Mitchell and Michael, Hit 96.1.
I brought to you about a song ago because you are known as a man that is just infuriated with people that think the earth is flat. We all know that conspiracy theory. I brought you a new one. There's a lot of people out there that think the earth is, in fact, not flat. They're getting closer to you. A donut. I think it's a donut with a hole in the middle. And I've given you a song to disprove that, or that's what we now believe on the show.
So if I can't convince you that the world is still round,
yep,
then it will forever be a donut on the show.
Yes.
Okay. So let's work our way through this one. I had one song to find out. But first of all, it's known as like a torus is the like scientific name of that kind of prism, a donut style.
Oh, okay.
It was suggested originally as a kind of experiment. Physicists will often put these forward, like problems to be solved. They said,
"Oh, so scientists are very much like any girlfriend I've ever had. If there is no problems to solve,
let's
they
make
create
some.
Them."
Yes, exactly like that. And there was a scientist who said, "In an infinite universe with infinite possibilities, well, it's not completely infinite, but like,
yeah,
we can have so many different possibilities. Let's do the math."
Yep.
On a planet that's shaped like a donut, because we believe it could be possible to form that. And they started looking into it, and while it is possible, the physics of a place like that would be insane. Like, gravity would be a mess. It wouldn't be a very habitable planet because light wouldn't hit it properly. Because it's a donut, the sun can't touch every part of the donut equally.
That's a good point.
As it rotates, it wouldn't have the same amount of seasons. People on the inside of the ring would have double seasons. It doesn't really hold up.
Plus, too, if the Earth was a donut, there'd be no center of the Earth. So where would the lizard people live?
Exactly. We've got to have space for them.
Exactly.
It's Mitchell and Michael, Hit 96.1. Live across the limestone coast, Hit 96.1. It is Mitchell and Michael. And if you're getting up this morning, maybe the kids are up already, you know, oh, they're running riot, you know, when they're young, they're like, oh, they just get up so early. It's time to, you know, pull them into line. Your parenting is weak because they could be anything. They could be a champ and you could put them to work like this family who have won Mercedes-Benz thanks to the amazing abilities of their 5-year-old child.
How?
He is dubbed 5-year-old Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
Do you remember Little Hercules?
Yes, who actually looks quite normal now.
Yeah, he's sort of given it away. This is kind of the new Little Hercules.
And oh, is it Little Schwarzenegger? I thought he had a baby with his housemaid.
His name is Rakim Kurayev, and he is from Chechnya.
Of course.
Near Russia. And strongman Ramzan Kadyrov judged him as he took on some world records, basically.
Okay.
I'm not sure if these are Guinness World Records, though, because they ended up in the Commission of the Book of Records of Russia.
Yep.
Which is, they're like, no, we do not like the Guinness. No, we have book. Book of Russia. He did 1,000 push-ups in the shortest time. 40 minutes, 57 seconds. 2,000 push-ups.
He's closer to the ground.
In the shortest time. 1 hour, 30 minutes, 47 seconds. Then he had biggest number in 2 hours, and finally 3,000 push-ups continuous in 2 hours, 22 minutes. He's 5 years old.
Whoa.
And they gave his family a Mercedes-Benz.
Was that the prize?
Yeah.
Or were they just like...
They were like looking for the strongest child, you know.
He is now a soldier.
Yes. We now take him and train him. But there you go. Your parenting. You could really step it up.
Taking on McGregor next week.
Live across the limestone coast, Hit 96.1. Grab the new hot spicy buffalo chicken from Subway. It's Mitchell and Michael right now.
Now, Michael Ross, both me and you, when finding a place to live, we'd rather spend an extra bit of money. extra money. To not live with anybody else.
Yes.
We like our just private time by ourselves because we're fake people. And when we get home, we turn into horrible monsters and we don't want anyone else to see.
Don't look at me.
I'm not joking. But there is someone that has put up an ad for people to move into their house along with a long list of rules.
Okay.
You must obviously be able to abide by these rules or you won't be considered. Certain rules are such as rule number one, You are not allowed in the house between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m.
Sorry, what?
You are not allowed in the house between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. on weekdays because if you have read some of the criteria, you must have a full-time job.
Okay. I have a full-time job and I'm done by like 2.
Yep.
So what do I do?
Exactly. Not allowed in. You just
they're not thinking. They're not thinking about it.
They're not thinking about us at all. Also, you are only allowed to be on Skype or a phone call for a combined 30 minutes and not past 5 p.m.
Combined, does that mean you have 30 minutes to use throughout? Hang on.
So per day, 30 minutes per day.
30 per minutes
Skype
per day.
Or, so you can't, there's no loophole. Like someone must have pulled the old, oh, not on my phone, I'm on Skype. Oh. And they went, no. Yeah.
So, but they said before or after?
So before five, which is
That's not going to happen because they're not there.
Exactly. There's also, they don't want to hear any noise coming from your room after five or before nine.
So the time when you are home.
Because the person believes that when they are in the living room before nine, when they're in their room, you can make a little bit extra noise, but that's after 9 p.m.
After nine.
House rules. You're not allowed to cook before 8:30 a.m. or after 11 p.m.
But if you have to leave the house at 9, you've got to cook from 8. You got a 30-minute window. Yep. Who owns this house? Is she about 85 and like, oh, I'll take it a uni student, but they've got to be quiet or they've got to have a job. Like,
kind of.
Who is this person?
I think she's only like 29.
What is she doing?
I don't know. The reason why you can't be home between 9 and 5 is because she works at home. And she's like, you can't be here.
Okay.
Rule number 10, having friends around is fine.
Yep.
But is she the Queensland government? Because she said you can only have less than 3 friends around at each time.
Let's keep this down so it's not a party, guys. Let's keep this in a small gathering.
And also, and the reason why I said that is because of the bikey law.
Yes.
The association law. There's like too many. It's a gang. Get out. And finally, rule 11, you're not allowed to be drunk at the house at all. You can have a beer or wine. But if you are drunk, you can be subjected to an alcohol test.
Wait. Well, surely if you are drunk, that gives the game away. You don't need a test for that one.
But yes, you have a breath test.
Let's have a little breathalyzer. I have a feeling that these would not hold up in court.
Oh, but if you're the least like person, can't you just kick someone out?
Yes, no. Because if you agree to rent a space to someone, they are fit to live as if it is their own house.
But what if I say, some rules. What if I say these are the rules, like if I tell you them before you move in and I say like, do you agree?
I don't know, but because we've discussed that, like your dad, he knows a lot about contracts and he said before that like, oh, they can't even put that in there.
That is true. The contract we're currently on is void. Can be like we can go to any other station. They can't stop us.
Mitchell and Michael, hit 96.1. Up across the Limestone Coast, hit 96.1. It is Mitchell and Michael.
Now, Michael Ross, I was telling you earlier, I can't believe I haven't showed you this. I know I haven't. I know when you see it, you're going to be like, oh my God, I remember that, of course.
Yes, you may have, but I only have a small section of my brain dedicated to things you tell me, and every single day you nearly overload it.
It is a move that I use plenty of times to pick up the ladies. I don't need it anymore, so I think I give it to the people of Limestone Coast.
A gift.
But be careful with it, that's all I say. Just be careful with it.
With great power.
Yes. Comes great responsibility. Is a double wink, not to be confused with the blink. But it is a move that you can do. Michael Ross, I'll get you to film it now. It's filming. Okay. Just hold. And I'm going to do it. This is something I do. You know, you see a girl that you like.
Yep.
And what you do is you wink. Okay, so it's you move on a 180-degree scale. So with the left eye, you wink, right?
Okay.
You drag them in with the wink, like classic. Classic?
So eye closed, turn head.
Yes. And then you knock them down with the second one. So you ready? Yep. Careful. Everyone watching this video on Hit 96.1 Limestone Coast Facebook page. Just be careful, ladies. Bang!
Okay, pregnant. So it's like a one...
Congratulations. you're now pregnant.
It's a 1-2.
It's a 1-2.
It's so it's a jab and then the hook.
It's as if my head is like one of those clowns at the show.
So it's okay, mouth open left, and everything.
Left wink. Right, knock them down. So bring them in, knock them down. Right? Double wink.
Are you sure that the women just haven't taken pity because you look like that there could be something wrong with your motor skills?
Look, I've been mucking around right now, but yeah. I'm going to look dead set into the camera.
Okay, sure.
I give you the chance now, any women or men, if you don't want to be pregnant, stop watching.
Stop watching.
You ready?
Okay. The left. Right. Oh, oh, the double wink. That one looked better. That one looked better.
I did it?
Yes.
Even my computer.
The sound of ages.
Even my computer just passed out. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a double wink. That'll be on Hit 96.1 Lime Circus Facebook page. Fellas that are either single or in a relationship and want to get out, this is your move, and I guarantee you. We need that new indoor rec center because we'll be swimming in women.
Oh, did you see that guy with the double wink? He's so good looking. He's in that kind of tortured, possibly has epilepsy kind of way. 96.1. Live across the Limestone Coast here, 96.1. It is Mitchell and Michael. And here on Limestone Coast, we have Big Moo. And yes. We were talking about it last week that Big Moo was dethroned by Knickers the Cow in WA.
Yep.
And, you know, this blew up. I was accused of being a turncoat because we're from WA. And they were saying, how dare you love Big Moo? Well, I live here now. So I love Big Moo. I love the Limestone Coast.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean anything anymore anyway. Knickers has had his 15 seconds of fame because now he's been dethroned.
What?
By a different cow in a different country.
What?
Yes.
Is it, let me guess, India?
No.
Oh.
Because of the sacred cow thing?
Yeah.
So they can grow long enough until they're giant. Yeah. No, this cow is from Canada and his name is Dozer.
Dozer.
Dozer stands.
Oh, Bulldozer.
Yes.
Good one.
Yeah. Dozer stands at 6'5", which is an inch taller than Knickers. And we know that because what's the height of Michael Jordan?
6'6".
6'6", and yeah, he's just a shave off that.
Yes.
The official recommendation.
The universal unit of measurement, Michael Jordan's.
So Knickers had his 15 minutes of fame. Big Moo has had years of fame, so I guess we'll claim that. You know, for the longest time, we thought it was Big Moo. And in Canada, they heard about the news that there was this battle going on between these raging bulls.
Ah.
And they said, hang on, our cow is bigger.
Wait, I don't know a lot about cows and bulls and steers and whatevers.
Yes.
But is Knickers a steer, like a cow?
Yes, they all are steers.
Where this is a bull?
So a steer is if you make a bull no longer fertile.
So yeah.
Yes.
It's got no bulls.
Mitchell and Michael here, 96.1. Live across the Limestone Coast here, 96.1. It is Mitchell and Michael. And Mitch, you were just talking about the craze of dressing up your dog like a lion.
Yes. And
what's trending?
I read an article ages ago that said that your dog apparently doesn't like doing this. They feel like embarrassed and stuff. And it's bad for their self-esteem.
Do you think it would cause them some anxiety, you know, to be dressed up?
Probably
some anxiety. Well, I have the solution for dog anxiety. I found an ad on Buy, Swap, and Sell that has the solution to your dog's anxiety.
In the old Mount G?
Yes, in the Mount G.
It's going to be good.
You can get the Thunder Shirt. The best solution for dog anxiety. It is safe, effective, drug-free, and easy to use. The Thunder Shirt.
So it's for when there's thunder. You chuck it on your dog?
Yeah, fear of thunder, barking problems, general training tool.
Can you just quickly go in the comments? Like, is it a joke? Is it been established as a joke yet?
No. No one has liked it yet. No one has commented yet. It's pretty fresh. It went up yesterday.
Look. We're going to end up on the chat group with this one.
Yeah.
But that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
And I think the person who's selling it might feel the same way. Because they've simply said, no longer needed. Because they really meant to say, doesn't work.
But that's also very similar to... this reminds me of a story of a person you might know, your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Who has said religiously that bioflows don't work.
No, they don't work.
And then what did we see on Mount Gambier Bioswap and Sell the next day?
Selling a bioflow. that someone gave her as a present, but she does not want it.
But she's selling it. Like, that's like scamming.
Well, you're going to get, you want something for it. It still has a monetary value.
Yeah, but like.
Because it's good to someone.
She did not say on it.
Does not work.
Does not work.
Well, she doesn't have the science, but science has the science. There's also a thunder shirt for cats. That's just going to be even worse.
Oh,
this is going to be worse than dogs.
Yeah, never make your cat wear anything.
Don't look at him wearing that. Cat doesn't want to wear a jacket.
Either way, look, from my personal opinion, if there's thunder and your cat wants to run away, good. Don't like cats.
Is that why my run away? You just let it go? Just let it go. Hit 96.1. I hate you. There are days. Live across the Limestone Coast, here 96.1. Head over to hit.com.au, go to the win page, and sign up for Mitchell and Michael's coffee hit, because we will be drawing that later this hour. 6 coffees from Sugar and Spice delivered to you from us. Every great day starts with Sugar and Spice coffee. It's Mitchell and Michael right now.
Now, Michael Ross, we're drawing a close to 2018.
Yes.
And first full-time, full year, me and you being on the air. And I've tried to balance my many other careers along with this one, okay? Because it might be the bread, but the butter is the other stuff. It's more delicious, and I wish I had more of it. No. But I often have to fly to like a Melbourne or an Adelaide or a Sydney or a Perth or whatever for stand-up.
Yes.
Or any other gigs that people will give me money for. Don't ask any more questions. But I've done... I think we're coming up to 40 flights that I've done. And we've said one of the glories is the fact that because we live in Mount Gambier, it's like 4 hours, 4.5 hours to Adelaide or 4.5 hours to Melbourne. Because I'm not going to fly. That's silly. I like to drive. But you get a choice of flying out of which place, Adelaide or Melbourne. You know what I mean? And my biggest fear was the fact that one day I would drive to Adelaide, but I was actually supposed to fly out of Melbourne. It's been my biggest fear. And I would say that you would have at least, if you would have replaced a bet at the start of the year, you would have said that I would have done something similar with my brain and my memory and how poor it is. Well, it's happened because I finally went like Rex. I was like, okay, let's fly because I'm leaving on the weekend and I've got to be back within the weekend. Normally, I like might take a show off. This one's just a weekend one. Okay, so my flight is to fly from here to Melbourne, from Mount Gambier to Melbourne.
Yep.
And then the plan was to fly from Melbourne to Adelaide. What has happened is I am now flying to Melbourne.
Okay.
And my flight is from Adelaide to Perth. As you can see,
there's nothing in between.
There is a problem there.
Wait, so because you've already told me this. So you were wrong about the first problem? There's a bigger problem?
So the thing being is I had to either change the Adelaide to Perth flight to Melbourne to Perth or change the Rex flight from here to Melbourne to here to Adelaide.
Right.
Of course, couldn't do it with Rex. with the flight from Adelaide to Perth, it was going to cost me something like $230.
To change it?
Just to change it.
Okay.
And I went, now, company is that's flying me, they've paid for all the other flight.
Yeah.
Everything else. Because it was my stuff up, because I booked it.
It's your pocket.
I feel like I should pay. Now, I probably could get them too, but I feel like, you know, they've done well.
So what are you going to do?
Well, this is the thing. I've already done it.
Okay.
Because, you know me, super impulsive. I did the math, and I've worked it out. That I have saved money, so you're going to like this.
Okay.
It's only going to cost me $160. Because what I was either going to have to do was cancel my Rex flight and buy a new one.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to do that based on principle. or change the flight to Adelaide to Perth.
Which would cost over $200.
Yes. So I got one for $160. So what I'm going to do is, straight after the show on Friday, I fly to Melbourne.
From Mount Gambier to Melbourne? Okay.
I then fly from Melbourne to Adelaide.
Okay.
I then fly from Adelaide to Perth.
How long is that going to take in total?
So, first of all,
yeah,
I saved money with that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You saved about $100, we'll say roughly.
Yep. So,
good job.
Yes.
After bad job.
Yes. So, 9:30 I leave here.
Yep.
I get to Melbourne at 11. My flight from Melbourne to Adelaide. Is it 12?
Okay.
I will then land in Adelaide at 12. My flight from Adelaide is then 1 to Perth. So I have an hour either side in each city.
That's not bad.
That's what
like,
I mean.
That's well timed.
But I am a delay away from shanking it all. So I could end up, if Rex is late or if the Melbourne flight's late or whatever it is, I could end up delayed in Melbourne with nowhere to get to Adelaide to then get to Perth. So it's all like reliant. I need everyone to like cross their fingers for me.
Yeah.
And just hope that there's no delays. Because to save money, I have gone to another city first. Proud?
Look, I'm proud at you for saving money, but I'm not surprised that this has happened. So it's like, you made me proud, son, after breaking the vase. Live across the Limestone Coast, hit 96.1. Grab the new hot and spicy buffalo chicken from Subway. You can walk away with a Subway for Long voucher by giving us a call on 13 12 16. Because I want to know if you eat something that you're not supposed to. You are supposed to eat Subway, but there's some things that, yes, they are to do with your mouth, but I know a couple of people who just like the taste a bit too much. And it happened last night where we were out at the fun run in the morning.
You and your girlfriend?
Me and my girlfriend.
Yep.
But you and I were at the fun run in the morning.
Yep.
And I got chapped. My lips got chapped. Okay?
I've heard of this happening to people.
Yeah. Probably because I didn't drink enough water at the time. So then I got chapped.
Yep.
So put on some chapstick last night before going to bed. And my girlfriend says to me, she's like, oh, I don't use chapstick. And she goes, but it tastes really nice. So I just kind of eat it off my lips. And I'm like, you're not supposed to do that. Like, yeah, it tastes okay because it has to go in your mouth. It has to be pleasant. You don't want it to taste like poison. But you're not supposed to eat it. Mm. And it reminded me that my cousins, they enjoyed the flavor of Bongella. Do you know what Bongella is?
No.
Bongella is like a gel for mouth ulcers. So if you get like a mouth ulcer, maybe you bit in the side of your mouth, you just developed an ulcer, you get this clear gel called Bongella, and you put it in your mouth. And again, it's like, it doesn't taste horrible because it has to go in your mouth.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's not good enough to eat. But they loved the taste of it. They were like, oh, Bongella's delicious. Sometimes I'll just sneak a little bit when mum and dad aren't looking and have some Bongella.
Okay, your friends are weird. I find them all weird because I've always been, yes, very pale. And I got no calves, right? Mm. We've all got flaws in life.
Yeah.
However, when it comes to like skin things and ulcers and stuff, never had any of it. Just
pretty good on that.
Yep. Yeah, never had to worry about things like that.
But you did eat glue.
That was once as a child. We've all done that. But no, there was one thing that I almost started to have a problem with. So you know when you're sick and you get cold, like a cold or something, and you have like some Lemsip.
Yeah.
There's like the grape Lemsip.
Okay.
My mum got me onto that. I'm talking like 2 years ago, to the point where she had to treat me like I was an addict because I would just, she would have a tea and I would have a Lemsip and mum would be like, you're not sick. And I'd be like, yeah, give me.
I need the like Lemsip.
It was really that. It was like I almost had like a problem. I was like addicted to to grape Lemsip, but I just like the taste. But to be fair, and you worked with me for a good 2 years, I never had a cold.
That's true. Maybe you stocked up early and it's just lasted all these years.
Yes. So I guess we can ask people too, 13, 12, 16, what do you just enjoy?
What do you enjoy eating that isn't supposed to be eaten like regularly?
Like as in just liking chapstick for the taste?
Or Lemsip as your hot drink of choice?
Yes. Rather than curing a cold, it's just for hot drink of choice.
Give us a call, 30, 12, 16. What do you like to eat that isn't really for continuous eating? Mitchell and Michael, hit 96.1.